everyone. Welcome back to Coaching with Carrie live here on Blog Talk Radio. In 2016, as I told you last year, I'm going to be starting a series of interviews with top producing real estate agents and real estate teams in the state of Minnesota. I may even expand that throughout the United States. Today, though, we are going to be talking with a top performing realtor with one of Minnesota's top real estate teams called 14 Moves. And we're going to talk about how joining one of these top producing teams can truly propel your business and your life to whole new levels. I get questions all the time from realtors that I'm coaching at different companies throughout Minnesota about how will I know if joining a team is right for me? What are the benefits of joining a team, the pros and cons? And I think today's interview with Steve Wilhelmy is going to help many of you identify what a value proposition of a top performing real estate team really is and if it might be something that you would like to explore. Don't forget, you can follow me right here on Blog Talk Radio and Coaching with Carrie. All of my past sessions, my coaching sessions, all of these interviews today and moving forward are going to be recorded if you're missing it live, so not a problem there. And remember, my Twitter handle is CarrieH@KW or CarrieHKW, and of course my email CarrieH@KW.com, and you can find me on Facebook on Coaching with Carrie as well for lots of tips about how you can continue to grow your real estate business. So I want to start to introduce you to Steve Wilhelmy of 14 Moves. Steve, are you with us? Steve? Can you hear us, Steve? I'm going to go ahead and call you, Steve, and let's see if that works better. Maybe you can hang up, and then I'll call you. It looks like I'm able to do that because I cannot hear you. So you're having, it looks like, a little bit of a technical difficulty. So I'm going to go ahead and call Steve. It looks like we're having slight difficulty here. So I'm doing that, everybody, so we can chat with him live for you.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm good, now that we got our technology thing all squared away.
Always technology. I can hear you great. So we're going to move right into the interview. I'm sure everybody's anticipating hearing some great things from you. So first off, let me have you tell us a little bit about yourself, how long you've been in the real estate business, a little bit more about your team, 14 Moves, if you don't mind.
Sounds great. Well, I've been in real estate for about 9 years. I've been with KW for about 8 of those years. 14 Moves. We have 15 active agents here in the Twin Cities area across 5 locations and a full group of administrative, marketing, customer service, the whole 9 yards. And in Maple Grove, there are 4 of us.
Perfect. So what is it, do you think, about working with a team that you personally enjoy the most? Because you've obviously worked on your own as an individual agent, and you've worked, as with team members as well. So tell me a little bit about what you enjoy the most about it.
Sure. You know, it helps me focus on the stuff I really like. As a producing agent, you know, I get to focus on working with clients, finding clients, and, you know, really helping them get a piece of the American dream. The other half of my role is I'm the team leader for 14 Moves here in Maple Grove, and I get the opportunity to work with other agents and, you know, at different experience levels and everything. And, you know, I get to bring them into the 14 Moves Keller Williams system, and frankly, I help them become wildly successful. It's awesome.
Which is, yeah, very rewarding, I would imagine. So, and I've seen that obviously happen with your team and see people who have both real estate experience as well as those that are newer have been able to plug into your systems, your coaching, your administrative support, and really just, as we've mentioned, propel their business into a whole new level that I don't think they ever imagined would happen. So it's amazing to see. And we'll talk a little bit more about how that happens in a minute. What's the one thing that you have learned in your years of being a realtor that you think would just be good to share with anyone listening in? And then we're going to move more into the team stuff at this point.
Okay. You know, honestly, Carrie, it's all about the client. Focus on the client. Understand what they want and what they need. And give it to them to the level that they deserve. You know, as the biggest teams around here, they understand a happy lifetime client is amazing. you have no, you probably know the thrill of getting a phone call saying, hey, you don't know me, my name is Joe, but you helped my buddy Fred last year, and he said you did an awesome job, and I'd really like to work with you. That mm-hmm. that makes my week when I get those types of phone calls, you know. Hey, can I put a flip side of what people really shouldn't focus on?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I do that when I'm talking to new agents. It's a little bit of a joke, but, you know, when you're sitting there becoming a new agent going, geez, what should I do? Please don't spend a week, whatever, on your business card. Nobody cares what font you pick. Really, they don't. They want to know what you're doing for them, how you can help them. Get out there and get some clients and go have some fun with it.
Absolutely. You're so right. It's so easy to get, I think, caught up in the little details and the minutiae, but the client just wants to know that you can service them, help them, and you need to get out there and get a client. Otherwise, you know, who cares how many cards you have, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
So now I want to kind of move a little bit more into the real estate team, because as I had mentioned early on at the beginning of the show, before we started talking and began the interview, was as I'm coaching real estate agents and people both looking to get into real estate as well as those that are already in real estate, a lot of them ask me, you know, the pros and cons, if you will, about being on a real estate team. Many of them have heard and seen people become very successful by joining one. And, of course, they've probably seen others who maybe joined the wrong team. It wasn't the right fit for them. And so they're just trying to figure out if it's right for them. So the next few questions I have for you are going to be about that, because I know many of the people listening in or that will listen to the recording of this in the future are going to do so because they really are trying to assess for themselves what the best option is. So why do you think someone would consider being on a top real estate team, or what are some of those things that you've heard as you're meeting with people why they're considering it?
Sure, sure. So, you know, if you look back, there's probably 160 or 170 things. I think NAR came out with a list of all the things a real estate agent does. And sometimes we use that when people go, well, what do you do? And this it is. When you join a team, you get to get rid of a vast majority of those things. If you believe the Pareto law, the 80-20, you only have to keep the 20%. On 14 moves, we go one better. We only ask you to do 5 things. Just that's it, and all the rest of it's taken care of. We ask you to get out there and lead generate, work with the clients, you know, nurture them and cultivate them, meet with them, service them. And then the other thing that we do is we ask that you guys practice, not like any other professional athlete. We practice every day to make sure we get better, we sharpen our skills. You know,
okay.
when you think about it, Carrie, it's no different than a corporation. Look at any successful corporation out there. You have people that specialize in accounting. You have people that specialize in manufacturing. You have people that specialize in marketing, all of that stuff. You don't do all of those. You have people that specialize in it. Teams are no different.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So what some people tell me is, you know, they love certain parts of their day-to-day duties as a real estate agent, and there are certain things they really either don't enjoy or struggle with. And what you're telling me, it sounds like, is they can really go and focus on being with a client, getting more clients, servicing the clients, getting to contracts and closings, which all of that is revenue generating activity, and all the other stuff, which becomes that 80% that really can take up your time but not necessarily make you the money, you know, at the time. It's not fast revenue-generating activity. Of course, long-term, it's necessary, but they can get rid of that, and they can, and more importantly, leave it to an expert who that is what they do well. Instead of somebody trying to do everything well, which is virtually impossible, they can just go and focus on what they're good at
exactly.
And build their business and make money.
Absolutely.
Perfect. That totally makes sense. So what are the most common myths about being on a team? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that, because as I mentioned, when I meet with people, they all kind of have heard things about being on a team, and a lot of it is just misinformation. So I'd love to hear what you think the most common myths are about being on a team.
Sure, sure. So the two that keep coming up when I talk to folks is, well, a team just takes a bunch of your commission and doesn't really do anything for you. That one, you can kind of just take a look at that big picture. We talk about that 80%. You know, as a real estate agent, we're going to have costs involved, whether it's, you know, signs or panels or rent or, you know, all of those things. That's just part of our business. When you join a team, those costs are still there, but we get an economy of scale. You know, the numbers we throw out there, average agent spends maybe $150 a month in marketing. 14 Moves has about an $11,000 a month budget just for marketing. So that just gives you a sense of what we're able to do. The other one, Carrie, is I hear that, well, teams are just for new agents. They don't know what to, they just have to join a team to learn how to sell real estate. That's really not true. What we're looking for, some of our most successful team members are people, you know, they've had a level of success and they understand the business and they realize that there's that 80% that they're not very good at, they don't like doing. They'd love to be able to push that off on somebody else so they can focus on working with the clients and getting to contracts and things like that.
Yeah, and so we've talked about this a little bit in the past. I know I've talked about it with other team members too, but what's crazy about it, I think, that people don't always understand is you start looking at, you only have so much time in a day as an individual realtor. And so when you start throwing in all the things that you have to do, there's only so many clients in a year that you physically and from a time perspective can actually service. When you take away 80% of that, you can virtually double, triple, quadruple the amount of clients you work with, which means you're doubling, tripling, or quadrupling the amount of money that's coming in. And even if you're sharing some of that back with the team, you already have reduced your expenses, you're doing more volume. Many of our team members are making more money than they were making on their own when it's a combination of looking at the volume of business they do now versus before, just because they now have the time to do it. The thing I love about that too, it does not matter, like you said, if you're a new agent, if you've been in the business for 3 years, 5 years, if you've done, you know, on average a couple million a year, 5 million a year, if you're doubling, tripling, or quadrupling that and you're making more money and you get to do what you're good at, the other thing that happens is you're accelerating your experience dramatically. And I don't think people realize the value in that. For somebody to be able to do 3 or 4 times more business in any given year than they used to do, that's 3 and 4 times more experience in one given year that they now possess, basically, that they can then pass on to their future clients. And quite frankly, they're just becoming tremendously better at their job, which also is improving their conversion rates. They're getting more referrals because of it. And it's just all of this, you know, I think, intangible value that people don't always see.
Yeah, and the other part of that is, you know, sometimes people go, oh, geez, 3 and 4 times the number of clients, I won't be able to have that interaction with my clients. And actually, that's not true because, you're getting rid of all of that stuff. Oh, I got to make flyers for the open house. Oh, I got to get that panel hung and all of that sign writer. You get the opportunity to just talk to your clients and just have a relationship with them and talk with them. And you get the opportunity to say, you know, who else should I be talking to that might be interested in buying, selling, or investing in real estate this year? And it accelerates everything, like you said.
Yep, and they're not spending any more time working in their business. And that, you're right. They think that, oh my gosh, by increasing that volume, I'm going to be working more. In fact, they're working less. I know, and I talk to and coach experienced agents who've been in the business for quite a long time that have joined teams that now say they actually work less. They have less kind of, you know, marketing type things, creating flyers, like you said, running ads, you know, doing all of this administrative stuff they used to have to sit at home at night and do on their computer when they should have been hanging out with their kids or their spouse or friends or significant others or, you know, taking time for their hobbies or working out. And now they can actually go back and do that because really their focus is so small, but they become so successful because of that. So that is probably another myth that they're going to have to do more business and work more in order to make the same money, and that's definitely not true. So
that's a good point.
So let's move to, you know, what are some things that you think to consider for those that are thinking about starting a career in real estate? Because I imagine I'm going to have both people that are already in real estate and those that are just considering it joining in this call as well as listening to the recording. So what would you say to them as far as things they should consider?
You know, if you're just starting out and thinking about real estate, talk to some people that are in the industry. You know, give yourself a call. Give me a call. Find out what it's really like. You know, there's some preconceived notions, and there's about a million shows on HGTV that show the life of a real estate agent. I think we're all pretty savvy enough to say, okay, that may not be the case that, you know, I roll in about 10 o'clock, have a two-hour lunch, you know, make a couple of phone calls, get a $1 million commission check. Talk to people about what it really is like and understand the other part of this real estate world, which I absolutely love. Your success is in direct proportion to what your effort level is. If you want to be wildly successful, you absolutely can. There is no limit on what what success looks for like for you. You just have to put in the effort, and with the systems and everything a team has to offer, it just becomes that much easier.
Absolutely, and that's awesome. And by the way, if any of you that are listening in are considering or just kind of after maybe even hearing this, thinking, okay, maybe I would want to look into a real estate opportunity and learn more about teams, we do have a career info session, which of course is free and at no obligation here at our office in Maple Grove on Friday, February 26th at 1 p.m. So if you want more information on that, just go ahead and email me at carrieh@kw.com and I can get you that info. Many times, Steve actually comes in and chats a little bit at those as well. So you're welcome to attend. Again, it just gives you some good information about what realistically you'd be looking at as far as a career in this awesome industry. Steve, what are some of the systems and models that your team follows that help your team members be as successful as possible? I'm just curious about that. I think that, again, it's interesting for anybody listening, whether they're considering a team or not. All of the things that 14 Moves has in place is pretty amazing. So what are some of those things?
So the one that comes to mind, I touched on a little bit. It's the way we communicate with our clients and the way we practice ahead of time. You know, I like to use sports analogies a lot. You won't find anybody that was playing the games yesterday that didn't practice 3 or 4 days last week, and we do the exact same thing on the real estate team. Every morning at 8:30, you can find us in one of the conference rooms, and we're practicing our conversations with our clients. We're going over our scripts saying, okay, if your client is this situation or a prospective client is this situation, how would you handle it? What would you do? And so that one we really stress on, and making sure that you're extremely comfortable having those conversations and being able to ask the right questions to support your clients. Maybe the other one, Carrie, what I'm thinking about is kind of how we work as a team. You know, we've got it down very well that, you know, for example, when we want to hold an open house, all we need to do is we talk with our clients and saying, hey, we're thinking, you know, Sunday's an open house day. What are you thinking? When they say yes, we get a hold of one of our admin team. We say, Adam, we're going to do an open house on this date. He takes care of everything between boosting the ads, creating the flyers, the riders, all of that stuff. And then when we, you know, have the good fortune of having a contract, we send that over to David, and David says, and let him run with it. He takes care of all of the transaction things. He contacts our clients and saying, congratulations, we stay in contact. Now they have 2 points of contact, and we just make sure that we take care of our clients, and it's so easy to be able to call them back after it and say, make sure that experience was great, and what else can we do to help?
Mm-hmm. So I think what's amazing about a real estate team, if they really are organized and have a lot of great systems and staff members in place for administrative tasks, marketing tasks, you know, even technology, all of those types of things, is that it can take a real estate agent so much time and energy and effort not only to do those things but to also research what they should be using and to, you know, come up with these systems. I see a lot of people that struggle with just trying to figure out what is it that they should use and what kind of systems should they put in place. And so what's awesome about it is you literally just come in, plug and play. You don't have to think about it, and you can feel confident that everything that's being done is top-notch. And so when you're out there talking to the client, you have that, you know, value proposition, and you are going to, you know, close more deals, and you're going to work with more clients, and you're going to feel more confident in your services because you've got this behind you. And I think that the consumer really likes that. I think they know that they're going to get more when they've got people in these different areas of the team that are experts, you know, in what they do. And do it well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you understand. I mean, this is a huge purchase for everybody. In almost everybody's case, it's the biggest purchase of their life. We should be the pros. We need to be the expert. We need to raise the level of service to the Nordstrom's level and say, this is what we do. Guys, I'd love to work with you. This is how we're going to make sure you have an amazing experience. And with the team, we've got the horsepower to do it, quite frankly.
Yep, absolutely. And so this is a perfect segue into finding out if you are still seeking talent to join 14 Moves, and if so, how they would reach out to you to be considered as an applicant.
Yeah, absolutely. We are always looking for the right people that have that drive and that desire. And like I said, you know, it can be experienced agents that want to take it to the next level. It can be new agents that are that really want to get going well. All of those. Like I said, we have 5 offices right now in the Twin Cities. We'll be growing that as well as we'll be growing nationally very quickly. So probably the best way, Kerry, is to shoot me an email. My email address is Steve, S-T-E-V-E, at, and then it's my last name. It's Wilhelmy Holmes, so it's WILHELMYHOMES.com. Or you can just check us out on the web, 14moves.com, tell you a little bit about 14 Moves.
Wonderful. And I'll go ahead and put this information right on Blog Talk Radio Coaching with Kerry page when you click on the episode, as well as I'll get it out on my Coaching with Kerry page on Facebook. If any of you who are listening in want to contact Steve and didn't catch that information, I will make sure it's in a couple of different spots for you to grab it as well. Remember, it's always, of course, confidential. There's no obligation. But if you are in a place where for 2016 you thought you've potentially needed or wanted a change and you want to take your business to that next level, why not, you know, have a one-on-one meeting with a top-performing team and just help them help you discover if it's a right choice for you. They can go a little bit more in-depth in terms of, you know, where you've got your business from in the past, what your income is looking like, and how they can help you achieve your goals for 2016. By some of the systems, the technology, and coaching and training and things that they provide. Anything else that you have to add, Steve, before we end the interview?
No, I think it's great. I'd love to have more conversations with people and help them become just wildly successful. It's an awesome industry. I have not looked back in the 9 years I've been here. It's fantastic. I'd love to have more people join us.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining me today. I greatly appreciate it. I think this is going to help a lot of people understand a little bit more about what a team's about and if it's right for them. So I appreciate you being on.
Sounds great. Thanks, Kerry.
Talk to you later. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks again, everybody, for listening in. I hope this helped you out a lot. Would love to, again, have a conversation with you if, in fact, you want to just have a call with me. I do free coaching calls, by the way. I've talked about this a lot in my coaching sessions right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am happy, very, very happy to talk to anybody, whether you have a real estate license or not, whether you're thinking about getting in the industry, whether you used to have your license and you're thinking about re-entering because the market, of course, is doing phenomenal at this point. There is so much opportunity. I'm connected with top-performing real estate teams throughout the entire state of Minnesota, and I would love to have a conversation with you about, for you, what would the pros and cons be? How might it help you achieve your goals in 2016? How might it help you be the best real estate professional that you can be? Again, whether you have experience or you're just starting, either way, there is tremendous opportunity out there, and these top teams in Minnesota, many of them, have an amazing group of talent that becomes your team supporting you and your clients. They have amazing lead generation tools and systems. They've got awesome technology. And by the way, none of this do you have to pay for, research, figure out. They're just going to teach it to you, get you plugged into it, and you can get out there and make it happen on your day-to-day basis with your clients, which is truly what most real estate agents really just want to do. So that is my first ends my first interview with a top producing real estate agent here in Minnesota. Next week I'll have another one on, so watch for that coming up. I will definitely be promoting that so that you can make sure that you save the date, which will be next Monday again. If you have any questions, please again reach out to me at kerryh@kw.com. Go ahead and find me in Coaching with Kerry on Facebook or KerryHKW on Twitter. Would love to take any of your questions as well, so don't hesitate to ever reach out to me in any way. I would love to help that I can. Thanks so much, you guys. Make it an awesome week, and I will talk to you on Friday. Don't forget, Friday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, we're going to be going over tactic number 7 on shift. I can't wait to continue to go through all of these tactics with you because, by the way, as I've mentioned, it doesn't matter if the market's shifting or not. You still need to be employing all these tactics because if you do, you're going to have the most successful real estate business possible. Thanks, you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.